Living to 100 is no longer extraordinary. Remember when someone hitting the century mark was treated as a rare and special event that even merited a media interview? The usually overwhelmed elderly woman, because the ratio of centenarian women to men in Canada is about 5 to 1, would be asked by a community reporter to share the secret to her longevity, as well as some stories about how her world had changed over the last 100 years. Sure, everybody wanted to hear her secret to a long life, but I was more interested in her stories about the past because she had such compelling material, her generational emblems, to work with. She was a child at the time of the First World War. She started her family during the Great Depression. She became an older adult during the baby boom and retired in the 1970s. Think of her life experience as it relates to the evolution of human flight. In her lifetime, she may have seen air aces Billy Bishop and Billy Barker buzz the audience in their Great War-era biplanes. On TV, she saw Neil Armstrong walk on the moon. And she experienced the growth of consumer air travel, which is now so ubiquitous we take it for granted. Interviews with centenarians seem to be less frequent these days. Why? Because making it to your 100th birthday is a less extraordinary accomplishment than it once was. Some demographers even predict that children born today can expect to live an average of 100 years.